KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Border Management Authority says it's closely monitoring renewed demonstrations in Mozambique. This comes after opposition leader Venancio Mondlane urged supporters to protest for 3 days over last month's disputed presidential election. Protests have disrupted roads and public transport in Maputo. BMA Deputy Commissioner Memme Mahotsi says there's heightened vigilance near the border as tensions rise in the region.
The ongoing demonstrations has led to the partial closure of the road, affecting movement of trucks. Despite the deployment of the Mozambican Defense Force and police to the area, the road remains inaccessible for trucks.
More than 300 suspected illegal miners are appearing in the Stilfontein Magistrates Court today. Northwest Police, working on the anti-illicit mining operation, remain on guard at various shafts of an abandoned gold mine as more miners are expected to resurface. More than 30 have come up since Sunday night, bringing the total number of those who emerged from underground since August to over 1,300. Masichaba Sifulara reports.
The suspects face charges of illegal mining and contravention of the Immigration Act for those who are in the country illegally. This comes amid claims by some of the miners that they were held underground and forced to work by heavily armed men they described only as Basutu. This has given rise to concerns of human trafficking, enslavement and child labor after it emerged that 96 children were among those who were arrested since August. Northwest Social Development MEC Susanna Danki gave an update on the children.
We place these children at our temporary places of safety. Their children are still to appear before the children's court.
And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called a huge attack on its energy infrastructure a despicable escalation by Russia. The country says at least a million people are without power after cruise missiles with cluster munitions were fired overnight. Military analyst Sean Bell has told Sky News he believes Moscow's troops want to bring down morale.
It's also worth remembering President Zelensky said he was going to build a million drones a year, and he needs his industry up and running to be able to do that. And of course, if you take out the power, you stop the industry working as well.
Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin is warning that Russia could target so-called decision-making centers in Kyiv after Ukraine used long-range missiles supplied by the West on Russian territory. The top story this hour, the Border Management Authority says it's closely monitoring renewed demonstrations in Mozambique. It comes after opposition leader Venancio Mondlane urged supporters to protest for 3 days over last month's disputed presidential election. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.